Paul Freeman, president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association.
Paul, I wanted to ask you about something that is concerning to soybean growers in the state that might be using dicamba-tolerant soybeans, that might be planting those traded soybeans this spring. Now, what's the situation on the dicamba-tolerant soybeans?
Our concern is that these aren't approved in the EU yet, and also that the dicamba over the top will not be legal this year as far as we can see. It's in the approval process, and that process takes longer and longer, unfortunately. So we're really concerned about the viability of this seed for this year.
Is there reason to believe that this seed has been marketed in the state?
I'm hearing that seed dealers are getting it in the warehouses, and that there's farmers that want it, but we really have to caution people that if you spray dicamba over it and it's not labeled, you're going to have to destroy that crop.
Yeah, and this doesn't have to do with Minnesota soybean thinking that there's something necessarily wrong with the product. It's just that at this point, there's no EPA approval or the European Union has some issues with it.
Correct. We put in letter of support for the passing of EU approval and expediting the EPA to approve the chemistry for this product. It's nothing against the product, but we just want to have caution on this so we don't have a situation where we got something that's not approved seed getting into the feed chain of supply to our buyers.
What's your advice then, Paul, for growers that have already purchased dicamba-tolerant soybeans for the 2016 growing season?
My advice is be very cautious on this. That the growers that do pick up this seed, keep in mind that what is labeled for the chemistry on this product, and you may have to work with your elevators and see if you do have a market for this bean.
Anything else on the issue, Paul?
One of the reasons we are overly cautious maybe is that there's so many new products coming down the road, and it's just imperative that we have market access. We don't want to screw up anything that for these new products coming down the road that we provide better value to our growers and better value to our customers.
All right. Can we talk about spring field work for a few minutes?
Yeah, I'm out in the field right this moment.
Perfect. Talk about your recent activities out there, Paul.
It's been a little bit slow. The ground's slow to warm up. I know yesterday I went by the pond with the wind had blown icicles onto the reeds and stuff. So we're a little bit stalled on the warm up, but there's some rock picking getting done, some fertilizer putting down. I'm out in the field seeding some small grain right at the moment.
Which small grains are you planting? Oats? What are you planting?
I'm planting some wheat.
And that's going in pretty well.
Yes, worked up the field yesterday after they put some fertilizer on, and the only problem was it's a little bit dry and fluffy on top, but it's going well.
As far as your basic crop rotation this year, have you changed it up very much, maybe because of commodity prices, or are you going with the same kind of plan that you've been going with for quite some time?
This year I'm sticking with the plan. Corn and soybeans are both pretty slim margins, so I'll do what's best for the ground and keep my rotation this year.
We do have some warm weather in the forecast for the next few days, so do you have a target day in mind for when you might be able to start planting corn?
I'm thinking this weekend that there'll be a lot of corn planters rolling. I'm hoping to get a few adjustments made on mine and be out there too.
And back to tight margins, Paul, and you're going with the same rotation, but are there any strategies later in the growing season that you might be changing up a little bit as far as maybe weed management or pest control, things like that, just to try to manage expenses?
I'll be watching the workplaces save the pennies, but I still have to focus on getting the maximum production on, because that's got to have the bushels to be in the game. Marcus might come up, but if you don't have the bushels, you're losing out that way.
Are you seeing many other farmers around you out in the field right now?
Haven't seen a huge number, but with the warm up, I'll see a lot more today and tomorrow. The fertilizer guy said that was breaking loose yesterday, so things are happening out here. Just want to remind people to keep it safe on the highways. There's a lot of activities, a lot of big equipment moving around, but want to get this crop in safe.
You bet. Well, Paul, I really appreciate your time. You stay safe and have a productive spring, okay?
Yes, thank you.